This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Atlanta police changes.
We do not have another day to waste.
President eyes Seattle.
Now, if they don't do the job, I'll do the job.
Could there be no baseball?
It's just a disaster for our game.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Atlanta's mayor has ordered a police department overhaul after the Friday shooting death of a black man. CBS's Mark Strassman begins our coverage.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms announced immediate reforms within the city's police department. It requires officers to de-escalate situations first. They're also duty-bound to intervene if they see another officer using excessive force.
It pissed me off. It makes me sad, and I'm frustrated.
On a newly released 911 call, a Wendy's employee reported a man passed out in the drive-through lane.
Does he appear to have any weapons from where you can see him?
No, I think he's intoxicated.
Officers Garrett Rolfe and Devin Brosnan responded. In Rolfe's newly released disciplinary history, it says he had used his firearm twice before Friday's shooting. One of those cases resulted in a written reprimand.
Correspondent Jeff Pagaz spoke with the DA, who will have to decide if officers will face charges in the Brooks case.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard knows that he is under a microscope.
How hard is it to bring charges in cases like these for you, who has to, on a day-to-day basis, work with law enforcement?
We, as prosecutors, have got to quit offering that excuse. One of the most important things that a prosecutor can do is to charge a policeman.
Investigators are examining body cam and surveillance footage. And Howard revealed for the first time that he is looking into whether officers may have picked up shell casings at the scene after the shooting.
So you could be considering tampering with evidence, among other charges.
That's correct.
Now to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where one person was shot as protesters tried to tear down a conquistador statue while armed men tried to protect it. KRQE reporter Rachel Knapp.
In cell phone video, a viewer sent us after the shooting, you see members of that Civil Guard on the ground getting handcuffed. Witnesses tell us they were calling for APD's help when tensions were rising between the Civil Guard and the protesters.
About 30 people called police asking for help even 30 minutes before this had even arisen, and no cops came onto scene.
New York City police say there was no criminality by workers at a Shake Shack after three officers drank shakes that were apparently contaminated with bleach. The three who had been on protest duty got checked out at a hospital. In Washington, President Trump today signs a policing measure.
Aides say the executive order will encourage police departments to modernize their use of force standards, share information about excessive force complaints, and bring social workers along on certain emergency calls.
We want law and order, and we want it done fairly, justly. We want it done safely.
Law enforcement officials and relatives of those killed by police will be in attendance as the president signs the order. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Mr. Trump has put Seattle on notice. He wants Washington's governor to deploy the National Guard to regain control of an area of the city overwhelmed by protesters.
If they don't do the job, we will do the job.
What can you do?
About 10 different things, any one of which will solve the problem quickly.
Seattle's city council has voted to bar police from using tear gas, pepper spray, and other crowd control devices. Police Chief Carmen Best.
There's no cop-free zone in the city of Seattle. I think that the picture has been painted in many areas that show the city is under siege. That is not the case.
A coronavirus model used by the White House projects more than 200,000 U.S. COVID-19 deaths by the 1st of October. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez has more from South Florida, where the virus has changed some thinking.
Now is not a time to let your guard down.
Miami Mayor Francis Suarez put the next phase of his city's reopening on hold.
We are seeing an uptick, particularly in the age demographic 18 to 35. And particularly after Memorial Day weekend.
Statewide, about 12,000 Floridians have tested positive over the last 7 days.
In California, reports say the nation's largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, is expected to plead guilty to 84 felony counts of involuntary manslaughter. This is over the deadly wildfire that destroyed the town of Paradise in 2018. There's word this morning of a plea deal in the case of the man accused of being the Golden State Killer.
Under the deal, Joseph DeAngelo will plead guilty to dozens of crimes, rapes, murders across the entire state. In exchange, he will be spared the death penalty. But the 74-year-old DeAngelo, a former police officer, will spend the rest of his life in prison.
My father and my stepmother were murdered in 1980.
Jennifer Carroll says she was expecting a trial, but is fine with the agreement.
He goes away for life without parole, and that is where he will stay.
DeAngelo is due in court June 29th. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Overseas, South Korea blames North Korea for blowing up an inter-country liaison office in the North. The BBC's Laura Bicker in Seoul says North Korea has been angered by propaganda leaflet efforts from the South.
This is a real escalation on the part of North Korea, but it didn't come without warning. At the weekend, the North Korean leader's sister, Kim Yo-jong, released a blistering statement in which she threatened the destruction of the inter-Korean office.
Last week, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said he was 100% certain there would be a baseball season. Last night on ESPN, he admitted it might not happen and it would be a disaster.
I know the owners are 100% committed to getting baseball back on the field. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain that's going to happen.
Owners and players have been at odds over money and other issues. It's also been revealed players on several major league rosters have tested positive for the coronavirus. Well, in a first, the government has approved a video game for treating kids with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The game, called Endeavor RX, has a character who travels along a race course on a hoverboard. It improves cognitive function. Ford says it's going to unveil the newly designed Bronco on July 9th. That happens to be O.J. Simpson's birthday.
Ford has taken pains to avoid any connection with Simpson and his 1994 chase in a Bronco. They say the date choice was a coincidence. Analyst John McElroy says they should change it.
Look, if they stick to the same date, there's going to be as much, maybe even more focus on O.J. Simpson than on the new Bronco.
Ford says it has no plans to change the Bronco reveal date. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The Bronco was discontinued by Ford in 1996. Oklahoma State football coach Mike Gundy promises to make changes after a running back on the team threatened a boycott because Gundy was shown in a picture wearing a T-shirt representing the far-right TV network OAN. The two have made peace. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.